Feeding a giraffe is an amazing experience, and one you get the chance to have if you take the Saving a Species tour at Busch Gardens in Tampa. Erica Fry de la Portis is from the Education Department at Busch Gardens, where their giraffes are descended from a herd they rescued from Kenya in 1984.
They were looked at as a nuisance animal because they were eating the farmers' crops and breaking over their fences, potentially providing a lot of hardship for them and their families economically. So there was permission from the government to cull the herd. There was an outcry nationally, you know, within North America, and many zoos worked together to rescue them. So Busch Gardens was very fortunate in getting quite a few of these giraffes, and Dolly out on safari this morning is our last giraffe remaining from that herd we got in 1984.
Now, we've had a chance to feed her, which is absolutely amazing, but she does slobber a lot. Why is that?
Yeah, she does slobber a lot. Well, all they eat is leaves all day long. So if you can imagine yourself eating leaves all day long, sometimes your mouth can be kind of dry. So the slobber helps with lubrication, but more importantly, it is a specific adaptation to eating a kind of tree that in Africa they consume pretty much all day long. That's called acacia. It has thorns all over it. And they've been living with the tree for so many millions of years that their lips work around the thorns without being punctured, and their tongues manipulate around them as well. Now, if they happen to break off a thorn, it's not of any consequence. They just chew them up with their massive molars in the back of their mouth, and that spit or that saliva is very copious and very thick for a reason, because it coats around them so it doesn't damage anything in the digestive tract as it makes its way down to the stomach.
Now, since you had that first herd giraffe that came here, what sort of breeding have you been doing?
We'll only have one adult male at a time, and basically give him free access to all of our females at one time. It's a very positive situation for the giraffes, and it contributes to us having as much genetic diversity as possible. And that comes with being a responsible zoological facility, is that we are being very methodical about how we breed our animals and making sure that related animals are not breeding with one another.
And how threatened are the giraffes generally? I mean, do they need to be bred in captivity, or actually are they okay?
There are many different types of giraffe. They're not different enough to be considered different species. So there are between about 7 and 10 subspecies of giraffe, and they do live all throughout the continent, different distributions. So they all really have different forces working against them, so to speak. So there is not just one blanket term to describe all the different kinds of giraffes. Some of them definitely are protected and rare. There are others that we see more frequently. As far as our giraffes here, we are not involved in any reintroduction processes. We are just interested in having a very genetically diverse herd, and so we can have a beautiful exhibit for all of our park guests to come and see up close and personal. And the more that they see, the more dynamic the atmosphere is, and we're hoping to instill a little bit more respect that way by people admiring them.
When we actually came through on our safari, Dolly came up and immediately wanted to start eating. Why just her?
The interesting thing about doing these up-close tours is that we take advantage of the different personalities of the giraffes and the different moods that they're in throughout the day. We come out here from 10 in the morning all the way to 5 o'clock at night. So they basically are kind of making the rules for us to follow. So just like us, sometimes they're sleepy, sometimes they're tired, sometimes they're more active. And we just kind of drive around and get to them up close, and it's up to them whether they want to interact with us. They do know we have goodies. We're kind of like the ice cream truck, so we're always bringing rewards, which we basically term positive reinforcement. So they're associating our safari truck with something nice. So they know what we have to offer if they come on over.
And I've never actually seen a giraffe sleeping. How do they sleep?
Well, it's very hard, even for us to see them every day, to know when they're asleep, because they are made for sleeping standing up. So what they usually do is their bodies become very still and their eyelids close about halfway. This is how they naturally sleep. Now, here at Busch Gardens, they have it made because we don't obviously have any carnivores living out here on the Serengeti Plain with them. They probably wouldn't like that so much. So we do see them lying down on the ground, being more comfortable with their environment. And that does show you, you know, how much they are comfortable with this type of setup, because they're going against their instinct. Their instinct is to stand and to be on the lookout all the time. So we do see them lying down here. Sometimes they'll curl their big long neck around like a pretzel to their back area and rest like that. But they are fully capable of sleeping standing up with their eyelids about halfway open.
And do they sleep much?
We think they only sleep for about 30 minutes a day in about 5-minute increments. Basically, everything on a giraffe, behaviorally and anatomically, is designed for being a successful animal, not being attacked by predators. So sleeping in that kind of style ensures that they're always on guard and never vulnerable to being attacked.
And I've also heard them called the Watchtower of Africa. Why is that?
Because they have an advantage point of being so tall. This particular giraffe, the reticulated giraffe, the males get to about 18 feet. The females usually about 16. And that is one of the smallest types in Africa, if you can believe. So very, very tall animals. And the fact that they can see, some scientists think, up to miles away, gives them an advantage compared to other animals. They know the animals that are coming and going out of the territory.
That's Erica Fry de la Portis from Busch Gardens in Tampa.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.